Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here we go, JV. Hooray! 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 They're gonna beat the Bengals! Hooray! 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 They're gonna beat the Bengals! No!
Like the Bengals starts now.
And we're back baby.
Hooday. Don't worry about it. Hooday. Don't even think about it. You worry about the wrong things. The wrong things. You worry about the wrong things. The wrong things.
Like McCarron starting. And welcome back to Fuck You, We Like the Bengals. I'm your host, Alex Schubert. Sitting to my left today,
Lloyd Johnson.
Hey, Lloyd, did you hear a third voice in that?
I did.
I heard a third voice, too. Third voice, introduce yourself
to
the podcast.
That's me, dude. I'm Sam Malazzo.
Sam Malazzo, local Cincinnati comic. How long have you been doing it?
A little over a year.
Fucking A, dude. Yeah. You've graduated to... Also, Door Guy at Go Bananas.
Yeah, I've been doing that for like 7 months now.
Nice. It's it's a fun gig because like we've all done it. Yeah. It's a fun job. Some like you get to watch stand up, but it can also be a job where someone says that you tell them to be quiet. It's a bitch move. So.
Yeah, and then you just got to be attentive like the entire time, which drains the energy out of you. For real, dude.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't mind it at all, but I'm very, very comfortable in conflict, so I think maybe that's like, I'll walk up to somebody like, hey, man, you're being annoying as shit, I need you to stop talking, and they're like, like, they'll give me the big eye, like, I think there's a level of polite you use when someone's like, maybe doesn't understand, but when someone's just being a dick, and this might also have to do with the fact that I'm 6'5 and 200 something, I'm aware of that.
I'm 5'9", 215, I'm not fucking...
But when I walk up to people, I'm like, hey... There's a person
you're not
on
fucking.
Stage. I'm like, there's a person on stage right now performing, and people didn't pay to come here and see you. So if you could stop talking and stop interrupting the show, I would appreciate it.
Uh huh.
And then the second one is much more like, hey, man, you're being fucking annoying. Shut up.
And also, you can say, because like Mikey will be like, let me see your manager. He's like, yeah, you're being, and the manager's like, yeah, you're being fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I love just the freedom of like, like, there's one dude, I was like, all right, you're leaving, man, just because he was being a dick.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, hey, man, can you just, you know what I mean? Like I said, I wasn't an asshole the first time. I was just like, hey, man, can you kind of, like, pipe down? Like, there's a show, you know? And he was just like, man, what the fuck? That's what you're supposed to do. I'm part of the show. If I start yelling out and they come back and talk to me, I'm making the show better. And I was like, you're not at all. Stop.
Guess his race, Alex.
This is race.
Guess his race.
Yeah.
Of the
Oh, audience, guess the race?
Guess the race.
Very nice gentleman.
Nice.
All right, now you got to guess. You
Japanese.
Nailed it.
Dude, I think I've talked about this on the podcast before, but I do this occasionally, and I need to do it again just to refresh my memory. Have you ever gone and read the one-star reviews of Go Bananas?
Yes, they're fantastic. They just kicked us out for laughing. I mean, I was telling my friend about the time that we were in college and we saw a different comedian and I was talking at full volume the whole time. And then I was tapping my beer bottle against the table leg just to, you know, because it was fun and I liked it. But they were like, hey, you're being rude.
I think people think it's like a dance club. When they see the word club, they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to go have a great fun time and do whatever we want.
That's that's what you go to do, but you sit and enjoy the show.
It's a lot more formal than any other kind
There's rules.
You know, the other thing since we're on this topic, the other thing I really fucking hate so much more than... is me like, how many people all together? And they'll be like, two. And you'll be like, all right. And you start walking over to the table. And they're like, but we're meeting like six other people. I'm like, so that's more than two.
Yeah.
What the fuck do you think I was asking you this information for? It's not just like me personally, like, quote, curious.
Yeah.
I'm asking so I know what table to sit you at. Fuck, have you never been to, like, I don't know, a place ever in your life? You've never been anywhere? Yeah. This is the first time out?
And some people will walk in just absolutely obliterated already.
Oh, dude. I remember my first weekend that I hosted, there was a, and this is kind of in my, it's my closing joke now. There was a couple that wouldn't shut up during the show because they were like at McLeavy's the whole show, which is now the Bell and the Bear.
Yeah.
They were drinking, they just met. They're like drinking all day. They're like, hey, there's a show next door. Do you want to go? The show sucked. Like, none of us did well.
Yeah,
we're
we
all
heard you. You were on it. We got that.
Cool. But then that was the show that, like, the woman came up to me after, and that was a show where she said, I didn't like your jokes because I don't think you're that autistic. That was that show.
Yeah, that's my favorite ever because I don't know if this sounds mean, but, like, I think you come across more on the spectrum than me.
Yeah.
But, like, people will be like, no, you're not. And I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't know you were – did you go to doctor school? Did you? No? All right. Well, the doctors seem to think I am.
I think I could test you guys.
Okay. How so?
Take a straw and drop it. And whoever grabs it first is more on the spectrum.
So it's like a fucking bouquet toss?
Yeah. Hold on. No, that's not fair. His hands are like the size of a refrigerator.
This is very true. Come on. These things can kill people. So
I'm trying to get my bird bones broken.
Yep. So obviously, Sam, you started comedy to become a door guy.
Yeah.
So, no, I mean, like, this is
he
such
wants to shed skin flakes on every stage in America.
I'd never been to a comedy club before I started stand up. Yeah.
So what made you start?
Kevin. I probably started watching like Netflix specials when I was a junior in college, so like 2019, 2020.
Yeah.
Pandemic hits. I go to grad school. I start writing jokes. I start listening to This Past Weekend a lot more.
With Theo
Vaughn.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that really motivated me to start stand-up.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And I often forget, because, like, you're a lot younger than me, and, like, everyone that I knew, that like, everyone that I... Because, like, I started after watching, like, Comedy Central in high school, and, like, Comedy Central and all that shit. I forget that there's a whole different generation that, like, you guys, like, grew up on Netflix and stuff
and
like
podcasts.
That. And podcasts. Like, the idea of a podcast, like, I barely even knew about podcasts when I started comedy.
Netflix was really big when I was, like, 12, 13.
Yeah.
That's when it like really started to pop off. Yeah.
Yeah. It's still pretty big.
I believe it's still pretty big.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I remember that's like when everybody was getting it though. Like all my friends. My family didn't have Wi-Fi.
And so
I was like 17 probably.
Okay.
Mormons. Yeah. Mormons. Nah, we're Catholic. But we just live, we live next to a creek. So there's woods right next to our house.
Okay.
So it's really tough to get an internet signal because like satellites and shit. So we had to get HughesNet. Have you ever seen that on TV?
Yeah,
it's like satellite and dish. It's we have shitty. Like a dish in our front yard.
It's not.
Oh no, shit!
It's very expensive.
Yeah, it's very expensive.
Oh,
and
I bet.
Not that great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the service sucks even with that.
Yeah, we only get like I think my parents got unlimited gigs. Like a few years ago after I'd moved out already.
And that's why he tries to get gigs now.
But before they got unlimited gigs after like two or three days, dude, it'd be the slowest fucking Wi-Fi.
Yeah. A friend of mine, he lived out like at the very, very end of like Bethel.
Oh, Ohio. God.
And literally like it's a giant fucking valley because the house and property is on top of an old dump. Where they dug it out and then they like let it settle for however many years or whatever, and they bought the property cheap. But yeah, he had that same fucking thing. And the funny part was people used to drive by and shoot holes in the fucking satellite all the fucking time. So like it would just get more and more fucked up over time because people would just drive by and shoot this giant weird satellite that was sitting on the edge.
Just for shirts and Googles.
You're in fucking Bethel, and no one has anything better to do to drive around and shoot things.
I mean, you grew up in Lloyd. I know where you grew up because I actually remembered it this time. Tell Sam where you grew up.
I grew up in a place called Crawford, Alabama. Do you know where that is?
No.
Do you know why?
No.
Because you fucking shouldn't.
Okay.
The only business...
Is that the motto?
I mean, It's usually more like, it's way less understandable.
Dude, they got Japanese people there. That's crazy.
No, that is just too southern.
They tried that once and they're like, nah.
Like, I'll put it this way. It wasn't on Google Maps until 2016.
Which is really hysterical. Well,
what's the population? Like 2,000, 3,000?
No, like 233.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
I live like 40 minutes from a grocery store.
Damn, dude.
Like, a grocery store trip for our family was like 40 minutes there, like 2-3 hours. Yeah. There's three of it, like, you know, me and two brothers, and then 40 minutes back. So it was like a whole, like, fuck Saturday.
Made a day of it.
Yeah, it was, we went to the grocery store, we went to a movie gallery and rented movies, which is, you know.
Family Video was really big in Lafayette. That was like the movie store to go to.
Yeah, we had a Hollywood Video up in Finneytown for a long time. But, like, down there it was Movie Gallery because that was it. That there was, you were lucky that there was a place.
Like, yeah, where I grew up, the Blockbuster, like, kind of, I think, like, 4 minutes from where I live, that was, like, the place, and it became an AutoZone.
Rip Blockbuster.
Yeah. You know there's one left, I think.
In Alaska.
It's in Oregon.
No, it's in Alaska.
$20.
All
right. Look it up right now.
I'm very positive it's in Oregon.
Well, John Oliver had bought something from the one that they were doing a auction from the last one in Alaska. So unless one's opened since that episode of last week's
Blockbuster opened its first movie rental store location in Dallas, Texas in 1985. Now, over 35 years later, only one store remains. Located in Bend, Oregon.
All right, well, then John Oliver lied to me.
John Oliver doesn't lie to anybody.
Except for the fucking, all the libtards that follow him.
Yeah. I like John
Oliver. Hey, stop talking about me like that. Just kidding.
That's so not funny political. That libtards is a thing.
I fucking, it's like...
Like both sides where they say like libtards and Republicans. This is a football podcast, right?
Yeah, let's chill the fuck out with that.
Yeah. But it's funny.
I mean, everybody in general don't.
Yeah, for fucking
up,
real.
Just shut the fuck up.
But speaking of people who we wish would stop.
What the fuck happened last week?
Lloyd, you want to get into it?
Not really, but since that's what we're here to do, I guess we will.
It is what we are here to do because Sam, the Bengals lost their third straight game
to the fucking cunts.
The quarterback played pretty well.
He was efficient. He was fine. The Bengals lost 16-10. He was like Jake Browning was 19 of 26, 227 yards, one touchdown to Drew Sample, and one. Really bad pick.
Yeah. It looked like he was intentionally throwing it.
Well, on that play, he stared down Jamar Chase.
Yeah, it was rough. It was not the best. Also, like his scrambling, just get rid of the fucking ball, my man.
He was, this was Jake Browning's first start as an NFL quarterback. And there were moments where like he really struggled with his decision making.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You would see him like try to scramble and run around and get away from stuff, but like way too long, like way too much. Like,
yep.
Either go forward and get past the line of scrimmage so it's not a sack, or get rid of the fucking ball. Like there was, I don't know, a half a dozen times where you're like, just throw it, just get it out. Go.
There was a play where Browning like scrambled to the left. And the linebacker, Nick Herbig, was, like, dropped in coverage. And he's just like, fuck it. He had a clear path to Browning.
Fuck it.
And lit his ass on fire.
He cracked.
Yeah, it was really bad. I think he had, like, the Bengals gave up 4 sacks that day.
Yeah, something like
that. Yeah, TJ Watt had a couple, and it was just, it was overall kind of, I mean, I don't hate the fact that, I mean, given the situation, and we'll get into this in a little bit, I don't hate the fact that Jake Browning's the starter.
No, I don't hate it either. He seems like he's... I mean, he played really well at Washington, so...
Yeah.
I get why he's there. He's serviceable. He's capable, but yeah, he's definitely having an adjustment issue with the speed.
Yep. And he's... Well, like... And I wrote about this week. an urgent quarterback change is only necessary when you're Zach Wilsoning it out there, when you're Mac Jonesing it out there.
You're fucking other people's moms?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But no, he's just like, he's...
It's fun sometimes.
It is fun sometimes. Yeah. Apparently there was a hockey player.
I'll give you my mom's number.
No.
It was a... Sammy, Sammy, are you a hockey guy at all?
No, I'm actually not. No, I'm more basketball, football.
Yeah.
Baseball.
But there was a player, there was a hockey player who I think got released, and there was there were rumors that part of it was because he fucked a player's mom.
Fuck yeah, bro.
But they're like, yeah, it's not nothing to do with it, but I think they're like hiding it. But I digress.
There was a guy on the Cleveland Cavaliers that had sex with LeBron James.
Delonte West.
And then
he's homeless as fuck now.
Then he got addicted to drugs.
Yeah, he's a crazy person. If you ever hear him talk, it's not. I don't know shit about the bouncy ball game or the hit the ball with a stick game. I don't know shit about it. I'm a combat sports guy who happens to like football. You ask me boxing or MMA questions, I'm on it. The other one, but yeah. I know who that guy is just because I heard one interview with him and I was like, that is pure crazy.
There was one.
But no matter what is your game, what's your sport, there's a lot of hot moms out there.
Yeah, I bet right. you yep. there's a yeah. lot of hot
That's
MMA
the most
moms.
Important thing.
But there was a moment, like there was the picture that like everyone's like, oh, we got to do something about this. Like Delonte West was like, he was homeless. He was holding like a Jack in the Box cup and he was just like fucking like cockeyed like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looked rough. But you know who else looked rough, Lloyd?
Fucking Joe Mixon.
Just the run game in general.
All right. So
2 yard average.
I have thoughts on this.
2 receptions.
Go on. I have a couple as well.
I've been very supportive of Mixon.
Okay.
I think I'm done. If you look at just what his ranks are every year, just in stats wise, there's, I mean, added what, 62 backs? He was like 54 or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's not performing like he was.
And he'll have that one game every now and then where he'll like break out and everyone's like, oh, he's back.
Yeah, but it's too inconsistent. Like, you look at like, I mean, we're playing Etienne this week. Like,
yeah,
that kid
Travis Etienne.
He's running the way like you want someone to run. He's doing the consistency thing that Mixon's not, if that makes any sense. Like, I think I'm kind of getting fed up with Mixon. Like,
I also, so Zach Taylor said that the inability to get the run game going was life versus Pittsburgh. But Cincinnati is dead last in the NFL in rushing. Have you played Pittsburgh every single week?
Yeah, that's again, I think I get, because you do see those big flashes.
Yeah.
Where you're like, all right, this guy is still good. He's still there. He's still.
Because like last year.
I mean, like you're a Colts guy. You know, I mean, like, what's his name?
Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor. Fucking truck.
And he's out the next few weeks, yeah. So Zach Moss is coming
back.
We
have a great backup, Zach
Moss.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that's where I was going, but thanks for you got me?
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I was just saying, like, but they've actually committed to the run by having multiple options and multiple guys that they can definitely go to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas we have Mixon, and then they don't let Williams play very much.
They use Travion Williams in special teams, and I think they just activated Chase Brown.
Yeah, which, I mean, I'd be interested to see what Brown can do.
What can Brown do for you?
Poop. Is it poop? I don't know.
It's UPS. But, so, I hope, like, I'm not sure if it's, like, I'm not sure if it's a Frank Pollock issue. I'm not sure if it's an O-line issue. Is it a...
Well, again, that's what I was saying. Like, I got curious, so I started, like, Googling the stats. And the line... They're like PFF grades are fairly decent. Mixon's, his stats are like, I always, again, maybe this is the tism speaking. I like numbers. I like.
That stats. Is the tism
PFF
speaking.
PFF is pretty reliable too.
So I look at it and yeah, he does have little breakout games here and there, but the consistency is it's just not there anymore. It's there, gone.
Like last year when everyone's like, is Mixon done? And then he had 5 touchdowns against Carolina.
Yeah, which, I mean,
instantly people were like, he's back.
But I mean, he's not doing that regularly. He has games where you can tell he's mad and he's running and he's
What was the game? I think it was San Francisco.
Yeah.
Where he was running fucking, like, angry. And he had, a 30-something yard catch in this game. And that was also in garbage time, so, no one, gave a shit.
But also, yeah.
Did they score a touchdown late?
No. Oh, they scored one touchdown in, I think, the first half. It was a touch. It was a pass from Jake Brown into Drew Sample. The Washington duo.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of Washington, did you see John Ross wants to unretire?
I mean, he's not that old. He's really fucking fast. I saw the workout video that went along with the little article. He's still running 4.4.
I think the NFL as a whole learned a lesson from John Ross.
Well, speed doesn't beat everything else.
That's the lesson they learned.
Yeah,
who drafted him?
The Bengals.
In what round?
The first round, 9th overall. And the pick after him, you know who it was, Sam?
No.
You know who it was, Lloyd? It was some guy named Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Literally the pick after.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And I was reading Mahomes' Wikipedia article recently because I'm a fucking sellout. And apparently Bill Lazor, the then Bengals quarterbacks coach, went to scout him.
Yeah.
Which, I realize I'm happy that we have Burrow, but man, it's weird to think about a Bengals franchise with Patrick Mahomes, which in theory could have happened.
Yeah, I probably would have strangled his brother by now if he was in Cincinnati all the time, because his brother is just the fucking worst. And his girl can go to fucking get AIDS or whatever.
His brother comes to open mics.
Yeah.
Jackson Mahomes.
Oh, my God.
TikTok star.
And, dude, we get to roast them in a few weeks, and that is going to be a fun episode.
Yeah.
For show.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, dude, it's crazy how good that guy's gone at quarterback, though. He's always had the raw arm strength.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
Well, it's also just, quick decision-making. They did a thing with him where he did, a driving simulator course, and his reaction time is well above average. It's like professional stunt driver.
And he makes throws that no one else can make. But that's okay. So back to Cincinnati. Some receiving stats. To Jake Browning's credit, he spread the ball out really fucking well.
He did. He did. He went to his progressions well. It's just as soon as they didn't work, that's where the problem came. So
yep.
I'm a little hopeful that he can pick it up, but we'll see.
So the receiving stats, the leader was Ja'Marr Chase, 4 receptions for 81 yards. 2 of those receptions, Lloyd, do you remember how those 2 of those receptions happened?
From a ball being tipped and him catching it, because that kid is
special.
Godlike.
Yep. And it was just right place, right time. And I think I got this guy pretty good. Some guy was like, that wouldn't have happened. Jake Browning would have had 3 picks if Ja'Marr Chase hadn't been in the right place at the right time. And I'm like, well, sounds like someone just figured out how route running works.
It also sounds like you were in the wrong place at the wrong time because you were talking to that guy.
Yeah. Some other receiving stats. Tanner Hudson, 4 receptions, 18 yards. Tyler Boyd, 3.
I like that kid a lot.
I like Tanner Hudson.
Yeah, I think he's playing well.
Tyler Boyd, especially considering how little the Bengals utilize tight ends.
Which is a problem.
Yeah, and one roast line I have that I kind of maintain, the Bengals, both offensively and defensively, refuse to acknowledge the existence of a tight end.
Yes, that's...
Yeah, they've never really had a great tight end, have they?
They had one Glass year Kyle. Of Tyler Eifert, a.k.a.
Oh,
Glass
yeah.
Glass Kyle.
Glass Kyle.
Yeah, from Notre Dame.
Yeah, former Jag, actually.
Jag off.
That was Urban Meyer that one night in the bar. Tyler Boyd, 3 for 23. Irv the Perv, 2 for 8. A few one-yard receptions. Trent Irwin had a 25-yarder. Andre Yoshivash had a 16-yarder. Drew Sample had his 11-yard TD. And Mitchell Wilcox had a 1-yard catch.
Which is what he does.
That's what he does. But fuck, the defense.
I think they just, after the first quarter, were like, fuck it, we don't got this. It just seemed like there was no...
Well, they were leading 7-3.
I know, but I'm just saying, the way they were, it just seemed like they were like,
It seemed like after the pick. After Browning threw the pick, it was just like they just gave up.
Yeah, it was not the same Bengals defense.
Nope. And I think they get Cam Taylor-Britt that Cam Taylor Britt back this week. Try saying that five times fast.
T. Higgins.
Cam Taylor Britt. Cam Taylor Britt. Cam Taylor Britt. Cam Taylor Britt. Cam Taylor Britt.
I fucking hate you, Sam.
No, he said they get Cam Taylor Britt back.
Cam Taylor Britt.
Cam Taylor Britt back. Cam Taylor.
They get Cam Taylor Britt back. They get Cam Taylor Britt back. They get Cam. Yeah.
They get Cam Taylor Britt back.
Well, you're just younger and better than Dave.
My mouth works better. JK.
Ladies.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm a fucking Def Jam comic from 1999. You're black. Ladies.
You're black.
Just as hell, brother.
Speaking of black, just don't have black sheets when he lets that mouth work on you, because he's going to leave skin flakes everywhere.
Oh, man. You got me there.
I'm a dick. Sorry.
No, so you're good. I have a joke about having psoriasis.
So
it's one of my best jokes.
Nice. Hell yeah.
You got psoriasis. I'm going to have cirrhosis. We're good.
But so CTB will be back. T will be back for the offense, which I'm really excited for that. I watched an interview with him today. He said he feels close to 100%, but who knows? We just got to hope that, like, I mean, the Jags offense has been pretty good.
Yeah.
Lawrence has been kind of flinging the last few weeks. Calvin Ridley's been playing great.
Yeah.
Christian Kirk, he's been very, very serviceable.
Etienne.
Yeah. I mean, Travis. I mean, I've had Travis Etienne in fantasy all year.
I like how he corrects the way I say it.
It is.
I know.
I think it's Etienne.
I've always heard Etienne.
There was a kid I went to school with, and he had literally the same way, and he said Etienne, so that's why I say it that way. But it might be Etienne.
I'm not sure.
He's really good, though. He's really good at
football. He is very good. I've also my most expensive league, I have the two best running backs in the NFL. It's been so good. But, I mean,
How can the offense find
its way?
Dude,
you know who I really like, who's not, like, considered one of the best? DeAndre Swift.
Dude, okay, so
he's so good.
Okay, so I heard a take. When he played for the Lions, I heard a take on him that said if he played for any other team, he'd be a top five running back.
Yeah.
Dude, he's so underrated.
You guys know he's Taylor Swift's brother.
Yeah.
I will say I have seen.
Dude, her mom has been doing some crazy stuff. Yeah.
Have you guys seen, there was one time they had the correct jersey assignment, but so Jason Kelce, DeAndre Swift, and Jalen Hurts all play for the Eagles.
Yeah.
So they aligned their jerseys where it said Kelce, Hurts, Swift. It's so good.
That's funny.
Also, and I actually, so I admittedly enjoy, this is very random and side note-y, but so I do enjoy some of Barstool Sports' content.
I was going to say he's a big Taylor Swift fan.
Not too. I know more about her than I care to admit, but they did a promo for Steelers Patriots Thursday Night Football. And they do like the promo pictures of like, this is a player to watch.
Yeah.
For the Steelers, they did TJ Watt. For the Patriots, you know who they did? Bill Belichick. They're just, the caption said, fuck it, just throw Belichick up
there. We don't have any players worth mentioning, so let's go cut.
Fuck it, throw Belichick up there. But, so yeah, the defense needs to get it together. I just hope, like I said, I hope the offense finds its way, like Lloyd condescendingly said a little bit. So like I said, the Bengals are last in the NFL in rushing.
Yeah.
The Jags, I believe, have the fourth best rush defense in the NFL.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah. You want to get into it?
Let's go.
So there's been a debate among Bengals fans, and I think it is meaningless because it's not going to happen. McCarron is a non-factor this year. Despite what fans want, I really think he's a non-factor.
All right, so here's what I was going to, when I was saying before, and I was like, we'll just get into it on the podcast. He might end up starting because Browning is making poor decisions. You saw that hit he fucking took.
Yeah.
Him getting hurt does not seem unlikely to me.
Oh, if he gets hurt, McCarron's the starter.
That's what I'm saying. So it might be a thing. But let's stop with, have him start ahead of Jake Browning. Browning knows the system. He's been he's the guy right now. Go. It's fine. Just let it happen.
If Browning gets hurt, there's no question McCarron's the starter.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So,
but if Jake Browning's healthy and McCarron's healthy, Jake Browning's the starter.
Yeah, unless he does something really fucking dumb, like, you know, throws like seven picks in a game or something, they'll be like, all right, well, let's fix that.
Because, like, the Vikings brought in Josh Dobbs, And
oh, did you see any of those memes? Like, it had Dave Chappelle when he was like playing.
That was in New Day Nation. It's like, hey, Cardinals, y'all got any more? Y'all got any more of that Josh Dobbs?
Yeah, that's fucking great.
But so McCarron, I don't think McCarron's starting again unless Jake Browning gets hurt.
Right.
It's like they signed McCarron. Like again, depth piece appeases the fans, but I just don't think like. He's also not the difference. I don't think he's the difference maker that a lot of like fans who are blinded by what little nostalgia this fan base has. I just don't think he's the difference maker fans think he is. Because like, no, he almost led us to a playoff victory. He was not great that game.
No, but I was sitting there hoping like maybe they had a Ryan Finley sitting in the back somewhere. Because last time he played a...
yeah, he beat the Steelers with 87 yards passing.
Yeah.
That was so fun. There was a YouTube video on that game, and I think the video was called The Game Where the Bengals Became Good.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I know it sucks right now, but I have zero doubt in my mind. The moment 2024 hits, Bengals are elite again.
Yeah.
No doubt in my mind. Because, like, this is just like... I remember, like, the year after the Patriots almost had an undefeated season. You know what happened the first game of that year? Brady tore his ACL.
George Burns died.
True. But Brady tore his ACL. He was out for the year. The Patriots, I mean, the Patriots had a good year, but because they had Matt Castle starting. But, like, yeah. Patriots didn't make the playoffs. But the moment he came back, they were great again.
Yeah. The right quarterback makes the team. That's everyone yep. Knows. We got that.
So... how I think he beat the Jags, and then we'll get into some roasty jokes.
I'll be honest. I think it's going to be if we win, it's going to be the defense.
Yep.
The takeaway is going to be the turnover battle is going to be probably the deciding factor of the game.
Yeah, you guys got to keep them under 30 points.
Yep. Oh no, I say keep them under 24.
I say keep them under like 17.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence seems to be like one of those guys who once he gets rolling. He gets better.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think and keep him low. And
my college football coach always told us that, like, no matter what, if you're, like, a college or professional team, your goal as a defense is 17 points because you want to trust your offense to get 3 touchdowns.
Yep.
Yeah, weren't you a kicker?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I've said this for a while. I want to learn to soccer kick a football because I have good kicking form, but I can't soccer kick. Like, I toe kick. Mm-hmm. Like, we did...
You really got to open your hips up.
I don't know how to
Are
do
you guys flirting?
You got to, like, angle your foot like that.
Yeah.
And keep it that way the whole time. That's where people fuck it up. They'll, like, run at it at an angle and then, like, toe bash it. And, like, their foot will, like, go like that. You got to keep it like that the entire time.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have a size 16. I don't think that's...
I have a buddy from college. His name's Cam Fox. He wore a size 16 shoe. He was a kicker.
No shit.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I could.
Yeah.
I know I can kick the shit out of your shins. Like, I did a lot of MMA stuff in my back. I can do that part. But
and again, how I think we beat the Jags is
kill Trevor Lawrence before the game.
That too. You stifle their passing attack, which I think with Cam Taylor-Britt, I think that's a little bit more likely.
Yeah.
Because this is the healthiest, minus Joe Burrow, obviously, but like this is the healthiest the Bengals have been in a while.
That's true.
And also, one thing I wrote this week, treat Travis Etienne the same way you treated Christian McCaffrey in week 8.
Yeah, or Derrick Henry all of last season.
Yep. Just prevent Etienne from taking over the game, because he can.
Yeah, and I think Sam Hubbard and DJ Reader will have I mean, they're really good when they're let off of, like, don't, you know, they're not pushed to rush so much. They're not going for the quarterback as much. They're watching to run a little bit more. And I assume that'll be the plan for that.
And I think, and just have Jake Browning manage the game. So, but who does Jake Browning have to manage the game against?
Jaguars.
Do you think it's time to fucking take these goddamn Jacksonville Jaguars down?
Yeah, fuck Florida.
Yeah.
It's a terrible place.
Yep. Sam, you ready to fucking take down these Jacksonville Jaguars?
Sure.
So let's fucking roast him. Lloyd, what do you have on Jackson DeVille?
One, I just want to say that I hate the name. I hate the fucking name. Two, I hate the stupid sunglasses. And it looks like he's missing teeth on the top, right?
I think so.
Me? He's got like the Florida smile, the meth.
Yeah, dude.
All right, so I would say that he looks like something a stupid hillbilly designed, but it's a Florida team, so we already know that.
What do you have anything on Jackson DeVille?
He's a pussy.
He's a pussy? Dude, solid roast. Yeah. Jackson DeVille once danced in an American flag Speedo following a touchdown. Fun fact, animal in Speedo is Florida's most popular Pornhub search.
That tracks. Yeah.
The owner, Shad Khan.
He just listed his 312-foot super yacht for sale for $160 million in the anticipation of his new, larger yacht being built. It sounds very wasteful and like very billionaire-y, but don't worry. He does do a lot of charity work. You can tell because he bought the Jaguars.
Shad Khan was once named the face of the American dream by Forbes. Yeah, that face. You know, the face that looks like you constantly have to rescue Princess Peach from Bowser's castle and return the power of the stars to the castle.
Hey, you leave Pakistani Wario alone.
What do you got on old Shad Khan?
Shad Khan looks like he owns a Marathon gas station, and that would probably be a better job than owning the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I also once said he looks like if Ron Jeremy only fucked couch cushions.
If Ron Jeremy had a small penis.
The GM, Trent Baalke.
I bet there is a 0% chance that you talk to this dude for more than 5 minutes without a D's nuts joke or a pull my finger joke. he's got like your music's too loud face.
All right. You have anything on old Baalke?
I'm scared. I would be scared to talk to him.
Me too.
Yeah, he looks very stern.
Lloyd, are you ready for my Alex joke of the year, if we're being honest?
Let's fucking go. I love him.
Trent Baalke transferred to football after his career as a baseball pitcher failed due to his constant habit of stopping during his pitching motion.
Yeah, I get it, Baalke. I get it. Took me a second. I don't know a lot of ball with the stick stuff, so sorry. That was funnier than I gave a reaction to.
Yep, like I said, Alex joke of the week. Of the year, for being honest.
Coaching.
Doug Petey.
He looks like he graduated from Jimmy Buffett U. with a bachelor's in finger banging.
Doug Peterson was hired after the Jaguars were inspired by his success with the Philadelphia Eagles and on the TV show Mad Men.
All right.
He looks like John Hamm.
Yeah, I get it. All right.
It's always tough for a guy when he becomes more well known as a coach than as a quarterback, isn't it?
I recently found out I was a quarterback? Kevin O'Connell. Yeah. He's the Vikings coach. I had no idea he was a pro quarterback.
Yeah. I guess that was my roast about Doug Peterson. I had no idea who he was until he was a coach.
Yeah. There were a few other guys too.
Like, so you should have been better at football, Doug.
Yep.
Yeah. You non throwing bitch.
You white-ass motherfucker.
Speaking of white-ass non-throwing bitches.
Quarterback.
Hey, I'm not going to roast her. She's pretty hot.
Does he ever grow facial hair?
I don't.
Kind of mustache, chin strap. So, yeah, dude, he's got to be. I think he might be a tranny.
Trevor Lawrence looks like he just walked off the next bus. Did you ever watch those MTV dating shows?
No.
Oh, man, you missed out. Dude, it's like I'm like a generation too young for MTV dating shows and a generation too old for MTV dating shows.
Yeah, I think we're all like, what, 10 years apart almost?
Yeah. You're what, 23?
25.
So, yeah, you just missed all those shows. Damn it. That is okay.
I remember 16 and Pregnant.
Well, that wasn't really a dating show.
I said I was sorry.
That's the whole episode. I said I'm sorry.
That's not a dating show. It's like, well, these are your contestants. They're all fucking pregnant sophomores, so good luck. Trevor
Lawrence, college DJ.
Dude, that guy would have been cool, though, getting a girl pregnant. You could have been a flex. Given like, hey, I got her, boned her, got her pregnant. I don't know.
Trevor Lawrence was once a spokesperson for FTX, a crypto exchange program that tanked incredibly hard.
Yep.
FTX recruited Lawrence because they felt that his time as the Jaguars quarterback meant that he had plenty of experience as the face of a fraudulent empire.
Like it.
Yeah.
That's the thing that Tom Brady did too, right?
Yeah. A bunch of people did it.
Yeah. Sam Bankman-Fried.
I forget.
I think he went to prison. Yeah.
And the backup quarterback, CJ Beathard.
He looks like Luke Old.
More like CJ Retard, am I right?
Looks like Cry Amundsen.
He looks like Grieven Kimbrell. Northside Sirens.
Every time.
I think you'll know who this person is based on the team we're roasting this week. CJ Beathard looks like if you morphed every dude in Marissa Mowry's DMs into one person.
I don't know who that is.
That's Trevor Lawrence's girlfriend.
Oh, okay. No, I like saying his name is Beathard.
Beathard.
Do we have to get out of here soon?
Nah, I got some time.
Okay.
Because we got to roast this motherfucker.
Okay.
Running back.
Travis Etienne.
He looks like a Stretch Armstrong bobblehead. Like, I feel like if I met him, I would try to see if his arms were more stretchy. Like, I'd grab, like, his wrist and...
Yeah. Travis Etienne once got a 60-carat pendant that is allegedly worth $100,000. Did you see that?
Really?
I saw something about it. I didn't look into it too much.
It made former Jags coach Urban Meyer jealous, you know, not because of the flashy jewelry, but because he's not there to use that pendant as a strangulation device. Urban Meyer sucks cock. What do you got on old Travis?
He looks very white for a black guy.
Dude, he's got that fucking, like... That little ring?
Yeah. I feel like I've been saying too many racial things on this.
I've never seen a black guy with tan lines like that.
Yeah, I know.
He does have tan lines. He looks like he has a white chest.
Maybe he does. Maybe he's just playing in black.
Yeah, oh, my God. That'd be a very Jacksonville thing to do, wouldn't it?
Feels very Florida, right?
Yeah. And D'Ernest Johnson.
He looks...
not very... Ernest. Not a good. That was a good. Right.
Does that play that into your bad. Joke, Lloyd?
No. I said he. I bet he does spoken word and slam poetry when they're in the showers.
I didn't write anything on him.
Cool hair.
It is cool hair.
Yeah.
What do you got on old Tank Bigsby?
All right. So have you seen what he looks like? Like how muscular he is? Like,
no.
It's absurd.
Really? Is like, he like a... Oh, he's a running back?
Yeah, but he's like a... He does like a lot of bodybuilding shit. Like, Tank Bigsby. That's definitely a guy who strips for his mom's friends after church. Like, that's why he's like... It looks like that.
Tank Bigsby, much to my surprise, is a real person and not a Madden player created by an 8-year-old.
I like that.
Is he like 5'6"?
I'm not sure.
He's probably not very Bigsby.
There's an Alex jokes for you.
Littlesby.
You're welcome.
Wide receiver.
Calvin Ridley.
He looks like 1 3/4 Pac.
Calvin Ridley holds a handful of Falcons franchise records, including most receiving touchdowns by a rookie and most money won on a parlay.
Calvin Ridley, solve this riddle. Why are you such a bad player? Got you, dude.
He's fine.
Dude, if you listen to this, you're going to cry.
Especially since I say he looks like Robert Griffin, the third leg of my parlay missed, and now I just lost $20. That's what I was laughing about earlier.
I like it.
And Christian Kirk.
All right, so I want to start by saying he has a claymation head.
Oh, my God.
Like, if any claymation, like the Gumby reboot's going to be fucking fire if he's on board. Sorry, that was just something I thought of right now. It looks like he could play Sloth and the more inclusive Goonies reboot.
Oh, my God. That's fucked up. I can't roast him now.
Christian Kirk sounds like an insulting nickname that Donald Trump would give Kirk Cameron on Twitter. It's like one tweet reads, enough tweets about Crooked Hillary and Lion Ted. Did you hear that terrible, did you see that terrible Saving Christmas movie that Christian Kirk put out? No stars. Hashtag stop the steal.
Christian Kirk looks like what he calls the Vikings quarterback.
And Zay Jones.
All right, so
another white black guy.
Yep.
All right, how does he look like Orlando Jones, Leslie Jones, and Zay Jones at the same time? I say we could start calling him Orles Zay Jones.
In 2018, Zay Jones once destroyed an apartment by trying to jump through a window. He broke the window and got blood on the walls, or as most of Florida calls it, getting an apartment ready for a showing.
That was nice.
Thank you. And last but not least,
tight end
Evan Engram.
You mean Elvin Engram? Look at those little weird pointy ears. I don't know if he's going to grant me a wish or steal my catalytic converter.
He's got a lot of points on his face. His nose is pointy. His hair is pointy. His chin is pointy.
That's the Elvin reference.
His ears are pointy.
That's what elves look like.
Oh, yeah.
Elvin Engram.
He's technically considered a weapon in prison.
I bet.
I'm surprised.
He has a smile like somebody who's going to steal metal from your house to scrap it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, can I, like, junkyard smile? Does that make.
I don't know.
Yeah. I feel that. Yeah. Like, fix your car.
Yeah. He's like, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to fix your car. But then he steals, like, all the fucking metal out of your, like, garage door closer to scrap.
But you know what? Hey, Sam.
What?
Lloyd.
Alex.
I think we got him pretty good.
I'm pretty good.
Predictions and bullshit.
You know what, man? What's up?
I was gonna say, let him go.
What do you predict?
I want the Bengals to win.
Yeah.
I'm gonna predict them to win by 3 because I need.
What's the score?
20-17.
Nice. Right. Who's your player of the game?
Jamar Chase.
Oh,
over.
I love
he's gonna go over 100 yards.
Okay.
This week and have a touchdown. He needs to.
He love it.
Needs to, but. Yeah, I need the Bengals to beat the Jaguars so the Colts can move up in the AFC South.
Correct.
So that's what I'm going with. Jake Browning, do your thing, man.
Lloyd, what's your prediction?
I'm going to say Bengals 207.
Okay, I'm listening.
Jags 209.
Oh.
Wow.
Just barely. They're just going to squeak by.
Nice.
Every kickoff is a touchdown.
Who's your player of the game?
Player of the game is Drew Sample.
Love it.
In the fourth quarter with 1:13 left, he is going to physically assault Trevor Lawrence.
I love it.
And then fuck his girlfriend.
Dude, I'm jealous.
Because Drew Sample's a beast.
Drew Sample is a beast. I'm going to say Bengals... 612.
I almost went with that. I like it.
Jags. 5.
Yeah.
Player of the game is going to be Trenton Irwin. He's going to have 32 receptions, 33 yards.
Okay.
29 touchdowns, 2 false starts.
Yep. All right.
Bold prediction. I mean, absolute bold prediction. Jackson DeVille takes his head off, takes his helmet off, takes his mascot off. And you know who it's revealed to be? Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Nice.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That'd be a great game. No, I think that would get a lot of viewers.
Yeah.
No, bold prediction.
Bold prediction.
I think the Bengals mascot is going to murder.
I'm listening.
Because I former zookeeper. If you have a tiger,
but when am I
going to
get any pussy? Am I right, guys?
Go
and me both. You and me both, brother.
I can't say.
Yeah,
she's right there.
That's fair. Real prediction. I'm going to say Jags 27, Bengals 16.
So I'm the only person that has them winning.
You might be the only person that hasn't won it.
And I'm the only non-Bengals fan here. Wow. You guys, come on.
Okay, so you know
you
what?
Didn't even hear my real prediction, so.
What's your real prediction, Lloyd?
I'm actually going to say Bengals 17, Jags 14.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
I think it's going to be a game-ending Money Mac kick.
I'm sorry, who? Yeah.
Connor McGregor.
There you go. Yeah, this was a fun show, guys.
Yeah, this was cool. Thanks for having me on.
Of course.
Appreciate
it. We have one order. We have two things left to do. First of which, Sam, what shows do you have coming up?
My one book show right now is on January 12th. It's at Commonwealth.
Oh, Commonwealth Daddy. Sanctuary.
Yeah, it's like their All-Star showcase.
What can I do? Congrats. So,
how'd you get on that?
Allison asked me a few days ago. Allison,
congrats!
Asked me.
Friend of the pod.
Mm-hmm. Has she been on this before?
No,
she does not watch football.
I bet she would have some funny roast for like
football
players.
Sure.
She's
very clever joke writer.
Yeah, she's. We've talked about her ad nauseum on this podcast. She's the best.
Yeah, yeah.
But she does not watch football at all.
I think that's all I have right now.
What open mics do you usually go to so people can try and find you at those?
Oh, come to Chameleon. I would say like that's the best like show.
Yeah, that's
open
the best
mic show to go to. The other ones, maybe Hi-Fi, but like
the one out of six times that it's good.
Yeah, you might get talked to by a homeless person or a really drunk old guy if you're a girl. So,
oh God,
there's a lot of you should smile more people.
Yeah. Yeah, my roommate told me last night some guy came up and talked to her, and she wasn't sure if he was like a booker for a club or just some old guy that was flirting with her.
So you had a house guest last night?
No, I live with Gretchen Short.
Yeah, I was going to say, can we say who it is on the pod?
Yeah, I live with Gretchen.
I was just making a joke that she...
Lloyd, you got some Pie and Violence plugs, don't you?
Yeah, follow Pie and Violence on Instagram. We're having a show December 29th.
Hot.
And we've already got the next month planned as well.
Nice.
Fun one. Phil Porner, Brian Million. But
nice.
Hell yeah.
There's a lot of fun going with that. Podcast should be kicking up soon. I'll let you know.
Lovely.
Are you guys going to do a bucket spot again? Cool.
Yeah, because cool. I remember I did... Was it a Pie and Violence show?
Yeah, the Clam Jam.
Yeah, the Clam Jam.
It was Breezy by herself. But.
Yeah, and then I was like, it's all a woman show. I don't want to put my name in the bucket. And then Lloyd, unbeknownst to me, put my name in the bucket, and I just ended up going up and
nice.
Having a fun set, actually.
Hell yeah.
He did great.
Yeah, with no set list.
Yeah, great. Dude, sometimes those are my best sets when I'm just...
Flying,
like, fuck it.
We're just flying by the seat of your pants, and you're not like fucking like these are the jokes I'm gonna do.
We're getting like I'm a comedy nerd in a certain way. We've talked about that, like,
yeah,
privately. But like I know comedy well. I like doing that sometimes to people, and that seems like it's a dick move, but it's really not. Like I like seeing when people just like putting you on the spot, all female lineup.
Yeah,
Alex has to go up and do 5 minutes. He wasn't prepared to do it, wasn't ready, and he got up there and he just murdered because he just read the room, went with it, did it. It was great.
It was fun. Thank you, Lloyd. I got some shows coming up. December 12th, I'll be at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle in Royal Oak for Comedy Rumble. It's a fun little, like, you do 90 seconds, then you can advance to the next round, do another 90 seconds. It's a fun little thing that I'm doing. Nice. Itty-bitty run. We'll be doing December 28th. I'll be at Black Heart Apple Cider in Springdale, Arkansas, doing about 15 minutes. And then December 29th, I'll be at Nashville.
Nice.
Right.
I'm really excited for that. December 30th, I'll be at Helltown.
Fuck yeah.
With Lee Kimbrell, Billy DeVore, and Corinne Turnbow.
That's a great lineup. And, you know, shout out to Wayne for doing that so much.
And consistently doing it well. Some shows next year, I'll be at Shuba's Tavern in Chicago. On a fitting.
Shuba's.
February 8th, I'll be at Columbus.
Nice.
So,
also, I want to give a shout out December 9th. Lily will be 21.
That'll be fun. Will she be up here?
No.
Ah.
She'll be in Jacksonville.
Yep. But speaking of Jacksonville, Sam, Lloyd,
Alex.
I think we only have one thing left to say.
Can I
say one
more thing? I have a podcast. It's called It's Always Up.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube and Spotify. If you go to like my Instagram or Facebook page and click the link in my bio.
Again, so everybody knows.
It's Always Up.
Yep, with Sam Alazzo.
Yep. And on YouTube, it's just under my name, Sam Malazzo, if you go to my channel.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. Sorry.
No. You are totally fine. I'm glad you plugged it anyway.
Thanks, dude.
But speaking of Jacksonville, Lloyd.
Alex.
Sam. I think we only have one thing left to say. Fuck you, Jacksonville Jaguars. We like the Bengals.
All right, I gotta get out of here.
Fuck you. We like the Bengals.